愿大家平安。
May peace be to everyone.
今天晚上的题目是天国路的锦囊。
The topic for tonight is the treasure bag of the heavenly journey.
什么叫做锦囊？
So what is it? A treasury bag.
古代的人呢，他们用很漂亮的布，用锦来做的一个袋子，就叫做锦囊。Page two.
And people of old have used some kind of leather to craft this money pouch.
那这个锦囊用来装什么的呢？
And what is inside this pouch?
通常古人呢是用来装那些珍藏的诗啊、稿啊，或者是机密的文件，或者是很宝贵的东西。
And they may have put inside some jewelry, some items that are very precious to them.
或者是里面有一些文字是非常有智慧的。
Or there's some, maybe some literature, a few famous words.
通常呢会交给一个需要的人。
And it will be entrusted to someone that needs it.
会告诉他说，如果你在路上遇到危险的时候啊，记得打开这个锦囊啊。
So they instruct them, on your journey, if you encounter danger, please open this bag.
里面呢会有帮助你可以克服困难的智慧跟帮助的东西。
Within this pouch, you can find something of wisdom that can help you along the way.
那拿到锦囊啊，一起上路了就比较安心。
So once you have this bag of treasury, you are more at ease when you go on your journey.
也许你不知道里面有什么。
Perhaps you do not know what's inside.
但是啊，总是有你需要的。
But most of the time, it is what you need.
那我们天国的道路啊，也是一条充满艰难危险的道路。
And the heavenly journey itself is filled with dangers and turmoils.
我们看《使徒行传》的十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
使徒十四章的二十二节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多的艰难。神的国的道路不是一条容易的道路。
The pathway to the kingdom of God is not an easy pathway.
如果你信主信得很轻松，没有什么困难。
If you believe in the Lord and your life is easygoing,
这个代表其实你的还没有真正遇到考验。
Without any difficulties, it means that you have not experienced a trial.
或者是带领你的人讲错了，或者是带领错误了。
Or perhaps the person leading you who brought you to church had misled you.
或者是你对圣经的理解错了。
Or perhaps you have a misunderstanding of the Bible.
天国的路啊，是艰难的。
The heavenly journey to the heavenly kingdom is difficult.
不是坐在有冷气的会堂听听道理就天国的道路。
It's not simply sitting here in a chapel with AC, then you are on the heavenly journey.
会遇到考验的。
Only when you have encountered trials.
不但只艰难，它也是危险的。
It's not only difficult, it is also dangerous.
爬山危不危险？
Is climbing a mountain dangerous?
当然危险了。
Of course.
你不小心掉到山崖，你就死掉了。
If you're not careful, you might fall down the cliff and you may die.
但是你往上爬虽然有危险，但是方向是对的。
So even though it is filled with danger, as long as you climb upward, then you have the right direction.
那我们天国的道路啊，又是艰难又是危险。
So the journey to the heavenly kingdom is filled with danger and also difficult.
如果你太艰难放弃了，你就达不到目的地。
If it's too difficult for you and you give up, you will not reach the final destination.
如果你遇到试探引诱，你跌倒了，你的灵命也没用了。
If you encounter temptations and you fail, then you may lose your spiritual life.
所以主会赐给我们一个锦囊。
So the Lord will give us this a bag of treasury.
当然，整本圣经都是锦囊。
So naturally, the entire Bible itself it is a treasure.
但是当我在读新约第二卷最后一卷书犹大书的时候。
However, when I was reading the New Testament, the second to last book of Jude,
我就发觉里面啊，恍惚有一个锦囊。
And within this book, I realized there is a hidden treasury bag.
恍惚里面呢，有四句话是足够我们呢应付所有的危险跟困难的。
And there's four words of wisdom that encourage us to avoid all dangerous situations.
那我们再来看看到底这个锦囊里面装的是那四句话。
And let's look at this treasury bag. What are these four phrases or words?
首先，请看犹大书的第二十节。
Let's first turn to Jude chapter 20.
犹大书第二十节。
Jude chapter 20.
启示录前面的就是犹大书啊。
The Jude is right before the book of Revelation.
那只有一章。
There's only one chapter.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
你一起读。
Let's read together.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告， 在锦囊里面第一句话呢，就是你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
The first words in this treasury bag is building yourself up on your most holy faith.
这是使徒犹大告诉教会的弟兄呢。
This is Apostle Jude encourages the brothers.
他说你们是亲爱的。
He called them, but you, beloved.
又是弟兄。
And also brethren.
为什么是弟兄？因为是主里面的嘛。
How come they are brother? Because they are within the Lord.
如果是外邦人，我们不会叫他做弟兄。
If you are a Gentile, you will not refer to them as brethren.
别的教会的基督徒，我们也不会叫他弟兄。
And members from other church, we will not call them brother.
同一个教会，同一个圣灵，透过宝血洗礼的才是弟兄，才是姐妹。
The same church has been baptized through the Holy Spirit, then you can call them brothers and sisters.
虽然是弟兄啊，就非常亲的。
If since there are brothers, so there is the intimacy.
我们没有世上的血缘，但是有属灵的血缘。
Even though we are not biologically related on this world, but spiritually we are.
所以犹大，使徒犹大呢，他非常有属灵的智慧，他就把这个锦囊啊交给亲爱的弟兄。
So Apostle Jude here, he's filled with wisdom, and he gave this treasury bag to the brothers.
第一件事情你们要注意的是什么？
So the first thing you should be careful of.
可以帮你走过这条艰难危险的天国道路的是什么？
And again, what is this thing that will help you walk through this difficult and hard journey?
就是你们啊，就是这些弟兄们啊，要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
But you, referring to the brothers, building yourselves up on the most holy faith.
我们先说这个正位为什么叫做至圣的真道呢？
So how come this is the most Holy faith.
英文就是最圣洁的、最神圣的道理。
It's the English translation is the most holiest of faith.
我们所信的不是人的道。
We do not believe in the ways of men.
不是人的哲学，不是人的理论。
We do not care about the philosophy or theories of men.
我们所相信的是神的道。
We believe in the way of God.
这个道呢，是圣洁的。
And this faith is holy.
是属于神的。
It belongs to God.
所以我们这个信仰啊。也是属于神的。
So our faith also belongs to God.
使徒时代的信仰叫做 most holy faith， 这是最圣洁的、最神圣的信仰，完完全全是 pure 的，是纯的。
So the apostolic faith at that time was considered the purest and the most holy faith.
所以我们要在至圣的真道上来造就自己。
So we must build ourselves up on the most holy faith.
好，那这个信仰你要自己盖的哦。
And this faith you must build up by yourself.
信仰不是一个被动的。别人帮你盖的。
Faith is not passive, it's not built by other people.
信仰是要自己盖自己的。
Faith means that you must build yourself.
这个就是告诉我们为什么有一些人信了几十年，他信仰没有进步。
So this is why some people believe for decades, however, their faith did not improve.
甚至有一些老信徒到最后自己流失了。
And there are even scenarios where older members, they are lost toward the end.
就好像他自己没有把自己房子盖好。
Just as they don't build themselves up.
我们知道有时候经过路边，有一些人盖房子，有一些建商盖到一半，他就没钱了，他就停在那边了。
Sometimes we're on the road, we see that there is a new building, and then it's been left there for many years because I ran out of funds.
或者叫烂尾楼，没有办法完工。
And it's not a type of construction, it is unable to complete it.
或者是他用一些不好的材料。
Or another scenario is what they have.Bad materials.
地震一来了，啊，那个房子，别人的房子没倒，他的房子倒了。
When the earthquake comes, earthquake shakes the world, all the houses stand, however this house falls.
信仰就是盖房子。
Faith is just like building houses.
是用神的道来盖我们的信仰。
It is built up by the word of God to strengthen our faith.
是你要自己盖自己的，别人没有办法帮你盖啊。
You must build up your own.Faith, no one can help you.
传道不能帮你盖，执事不能帮你盖啊。
Pastors and deacons cannot help you build your house.
你要自己盖自己的。
You must build your own.
因为你不盖，别人帮不到你。
If you do not want to build, no one can help you.
那我们要怎么样盖？
Then how do we build?
首先我们想为什么要盖？
So we must ask ourselves, why do we need to build?
因为如果你没有在正道上造就自己、建立自己的话，你很容易会被影响。
If you do not build yourself up on the most holy faith, then you may be greatly influenced by others.
信仰不能只是靠听见证或者是讲恩典。
Faith is not simply relying on listening to testimony, talking about Thanksgiving.
当然 ，testimony 啊，也是啊，很好听啊，见证谁不喜欢听
？So who doesn't like to listen to testimonies?
啊，谁谁谁生病啊，祷告又好了，谁谁谁这个意外啊又好了。
So and so, when they were sick, they prayed and healed. So and so got into an accident, they prayed and were healed.
没有什么，祷告神就赐给他了。
And when they didn't have anything, they prayed and God bestowed upon them.
信仰可以建立在恩典上面吗？
Can faith be built upon grace?
如果可以的话
if you can,
以色列人就不会一直弃掉神
then Israelites will never forsake God.
以色列人在旷野的时候天天吃玛纳
The Israelites in the wilderness, every day they ate manna.
天天喝灵磐石出来的水
Every day they drink water coming out from rock.
天天有云柱火柱带领他们
Every day there's pillar of fire, pillars of cloud guiding them.
你可以说天天都是神迹
You see that every day they experience miracles.
但是到最后，他那一代的人有几个可以进迦南地
？But at the end, among the generation, how many entered the land of Canaan?
结果没有几个。
And actually, there's not few.
在说属殿的百姓之内，只有约书亚跟加勒可以进去。
Among all the people of that generation, only Caleb and Joshua may enter.
其他都死在旷野里面。
All the rest died in the wilderness.
那为什么
？How come?
他们没有领受恩典吗
？Did they not receive blessings?
他们很多恩典啊。
They have.
你说他没有体验吗
？Do you say they don't have experience?
他们天天都体验神的慈爱啊
！Every day they experience God's love.
但是为什么一倒就倒了
？How come they fell?
因为他们没有真正用真理、用神的律法来建立自己的信仰。
They did not build up on. They did not build up their faith on the truth, and what is right.
他们只是领受恩典。
All they did was receive blessings.
信仰完全没有根基。
And their faith did not have any foundation.
今天也是一样。
Today it's the same.
很多慕道者哇，来祷告领受圣灵了，神帮助他，解决困难，他就很感动要来洗礼。
Many true seekers come here. They have difficulties, and God helped them. They decide to get baptized.
但是呢，没有几年之后，他们也不见了。
After baptism, after a few years, they disappear.
也有信徒说哇，得了大恩典，就出来见证。
There are members who say, I have received great blessings. They came out, they testified.
讲见证的时候讲到哭啊，流鼻涕啊，流眼泪啊。
And when they testified, they cried.
我上个礼拜去艾蒙顿去帮助灵恩大会。
And last week I was in Edmonton to help out with evangelical service.
我就问了某某信徒最近好不好啊
？So I asked, "What is so-and-so brother? Are they okay?"
因为前几年他做过一个很大的见证啊。
A couple years ago, they made a big testimony.
他飞到海外度假的时候。
And when he was on vacation abroad,
得了大病啊，差点死在国外啊。
He almost died abroad because of an illness.
这个主耶稣啊，救他。
The Lord Jesus saved him.
健健康康的，在那边医好了，平平安安的回到家里。
And Lord Jesus Christ healed him, and safely he returned back home.
还做见证啊。
And he also made a testimony.
哇，说神的爱啊，以后我一定要把神放第一位。
He said, I experienced the love of God. From now on, I will put God first in my life.
我在想说，哎，他最近应该很热心啊。
So I thought to myself, he must be very fervent afterward.
那他最近好不好
？So I inquired of him.
啊，负责人说他没有来聚会好几年了。
The council member said, Oh, that brother hasn't come to church for service for many years.
我在思考这个问题。
So I was thinking about this question.
为什么领受神的恩典的那么多？
How come there are many people who receive God's blessings?
讲见证的人那么多啊。
There are also many people who testify for God.
真的见证是很好，但是我们也要很小心。
Testimonies are wonderful, but we must be very careful.
对讲的人也是很小心。
Also, the person who makes the test, who testify, must also be careful.
那为什么领受那么多的恩典，结果离开了神？
How come you receive many blessings, however, at the end you depart from God?
因为没有确确实实的用道理来建立自己的信仰。
Because you have not truly established your faith using the way of truth of God.
只是看恩典。
You only see what's the blessings.
恩典有时候久了你就忘记了嘛。
And blessings after a long time you may forget them.
新的困难出来了，你又想别的问题了。
When new difficulty arises, you think about something else.
更困难的是在末世这个时候。
What's difficult it is especially in the end time.
魔鬼会用假道，用那些其他的东西来迷惑信徒的信心。
The Satan will use false teaching to mislead the heart of the members.
我们看犹大书的第三节。
That's in Jude verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
一二三。
1, 2, 3.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候。就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次教父圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。这里告诉我们，神的真道是一次交给使徒的。
Here it says the faith was entrusted to the apostles.
就是一次 once the faith the once all delivered.
It was once all delivered to the saints.
不是慢慢给一些，慢慢给一些，越来越改，越来越修改，没有的。
It was not gradually given to the saints, and they have to edit it over time.
跟得罪有关的。
It is related to salvation.
神官的问题。
It's a concept of Godhead.
洗礼的问题。
The concept of baptism.
安息日。
Sabbath day.
圣餐礼。
Holy communion.
洗脚礼。
Foot washing.
全部一次过都给使徒的。
At one time, it was given to the saints.
但是问题是到使徒时代的后期啊。
But The problem rises toward the end of the apostolic period.
当时那些哲学啊，社会上的风气啊，影响了教会。
Those philosophers and the trends of the world affected the church.
他们就被影，有一些信徒就被影响了。
Some members were affected.
啊，相信那些哲学。
They believe in those philosophies.
啊，相信以为说灵魂跟肉体是分开的，所以犯罪没关系。
They have this idea that the flesh and the spirit are separated, so it is okay to sin.
就好像第四节所说的。
Just like what is verse 4.
有一些人偷偷进来啊。
For certain men have crept in unnoticed.
这些人呢，好像是要来求道理，好像要来信，甚至受了洗了。
And they have baptized. They seem like they're believing.
但是他就把外面那些假道混进教会里面。
However, they bring in all the false teachings from outside into church.
让神的恩典变成放纵情欲的机会。
Who turn the grace of God into lewdness?
让告诉你说灵魂跟肉体是分开的。
They told you spirit and the flesh is separated.
犯罪没有关系。
It is okay to sin.
你灵魂不会被污染的。
Your spirit will not be defiled.
这个是第一世纪诺士底主义的哲学的思想。
This is the very first century then.Gnostics of philosophy, Gnosticism.
还有呢，不承认独一真神耶稣基督。
And do not believe in the one true God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
结果呢，信耶稣，结果拿这个借口去犯罪。
So they believe in Jesus Christ. However, they use this excuse to commit sins.
又不相信独一真神。
And additionally, they do not believe in one true God.
不相信耶稣就是独一真神。
They do not believe the Lord Jesus Christ. It is that one true God.
这个就是当时因为很多信徒没有在真道上建立自己。
So this is the reason why many members do not build up themselves in the most holy faith.
结果呢，摇动。
So their faith was
他的信仰盖到一半倒了。
After they built a faith for a period of time, it fell.
我们不要以为啊，两千年前才有这种事。
We shouldn't think that oh, this only happened 2,000 years ago.
今天啊，在末世，我们真教会的信徒，如果你信仰没有真道上建立的稳，也是遇到一样的事。
Today in the end time, since you are a true Jesus Church member, and if your faith happened to be like this.
有一些人现在因为我们的社会都是很开放都是很淫乱的
So in our society today is very liberal、
就是、very immoral 政府都是支持同性恋整个社会的主流都是支持同性恋
Our government and the whole society supports the movement of homosexuality
LGBTQ 啊变性啊什么啊乱七八糟的
So you can see all different kind of genders you can claim to be、
然后呢有一些信徒、哎、看到别人在网络上面那些、好像要争取同性权益的他也去按赞
So you can see that some members even liked or supported all those posts on social media that promotes LGBTQ.
有些是从小在教会长大的。
And these people who liked are members who have grew up in church since they were young.
从小参加宗教教育的。
And from young, they attended RE classes.
怎么读大学啦，出来工作啦，整个思想都变了。
Then after university, they started working, then their thinking started to change.
他觉得说神就是爱啊，什么都可以接受啊。
They think that God is love, God should be accepting of everything.
人有人权啊，人有自己选择爱的对象的自由啊
Human have human rights. We have the right to choose who we want to love.
没有错，神是爱。
So indeed, it's correct that God is love.
但是神也是真理啊。
But God is truth.
神有界限给人呢、啊。
God has standards and restrictions for men.
神造人的是造男又造女，很清楚的。
God created men and women.
婚姻是一男一女。
Marriage is of one man, one woman.
这是神的恩典啊。
And this is the blessing of God.
但是我们不要用现在人的想法，把神的恩当作放纵情欲的机会。
Do not use current theology, current thinking to confuse.The blessing that God has bestowed upon men.
这些人只讲所谓的神的恩典，但是他没有根基，心中没有神的道。
And these people only talk about blessings of God. However, within their heart, they do not have the truth of God.
所以信仰就盖不起来了。
So it is difficult to build up their faith.
强调自由，强调人权。
They emphasize on human rights and their own rights.
但是不要忘记，自由跟人权之上还有神权呢，神的主权呢。
So freedom and human rights above that is still God's sovereignty.
因为全世界包括人类都是神所造。
Because this world and include everyone in it are created by God.
还有呢，有一些人呢，圣经也不好好读。
And some people do not read about the scriptures.
教育也不好好去查考去扎根。
They do not build up.The roots downward.
自己呢，网络上东西乱看。
And they will freely look at different articles online.
外教会的东西也乱听。
And they will listen to sermons from other churches.
自己说要做什么研究。
They claim they want to do some research.
有一个信徒以前很会传福音，也很爱传福音的。
There was once a member who loved to preach the gospel.
结果他其实很久没有来教会，因为住得很远。
And since he lived far away, he hasn't come to church for many
long time.
So one time he sent a message to the church.
He said
in his email, he said, chooses the first article of faith is incorrect.
The
Lord Jesus Christ is not the one true God.
我们圣职人员，我们负责人都吓一跳，怎么会有发展到这种思想呢？
The holy workers and the council members were shocked. So how come he has this kind of thinking?
你什么灵修的道理都可以参考，可以切磋，可以讨论。但是你独一真神第一条信仰，你怎么可能说你去推翻它？
There are many topics in the Bible that you can perhaps discuss, but the very first article of faith, what about one true God? How can you question it?
耶稣是谁，你都搞不清楚。
You do not. You were to a point where you're confused about who Jesus is.
耶稣就是独一的主宰啊，我们的神啊，耶稣基督啊。
Lord Jesus Christ is God. He is a creator. It is our common faith. It is the faith of the apostolic time. So it is very important to build ourselves up on the true faith.
尤其是教义，基本的教义。
Especially the essential doctrines.
无论是宗教教育教员，或是信徒。
Whether it is our religious education teachers or regular members,
更重要是讲道者，站讲台的,
especially the sermon speakers,
负责人,
council members,
圣职人员,
the elders and pastors,
这个我们都要正道上面站得很稳啊,
you must stand firm in your truth faith.
一直造就自己啊，才不会歪掉啊。
You must continuously edify yourself so that you will not be crooked.
不然的话，我们没有办法真正好好的带领教会。
Or else it is very difficult to truly lead the church.
那我们不单只是带领教会，要造就自己。
So one way to lead the church is to edify ourselves. Another way.
对我们个人，我们的信仰也是要好好造就自己。Another
way is to our personal faith. We must edify ourselves.
好，那我们讲锦囊的第二个宝贝。
So let's talk about the second important verse or phrase.
我们看回来犹大书第20节 slide 12 啊。
So let's go to Jude chapter 20.
20节，我们一起读，一二三。
But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith,
praying
in the Holy Spirit.
第二点就是要在圣灵里面祷告。
And the second phrase within a treasury bag, it is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们知道遇到危险的时候，当然你要有一个反应的方法。
We know that when you come to danger, you must have certain reactions.
你迷失的时候，你也要有一个解决的方法。
When you are lost, you must have a solution.
基督徒解决问题的方法就是要祷告。And
for Christians solving any problem, it is to pray.
危险也要祷告。When
you encounter danger, you pray.
遇到困难也要祷告。When
you encounter difficulties, you pray.
你迷失的时候，你更要祷告。When
you are lost, yes, you need to pray.
每一个都知道要祷告。Everyone
knows we need to pray.
但是问题是，是不是祷告越多就越好？But
the question is, does it mean that longer you, the more you pray, the better it is?
是不是?
Is it true?
要有一个条件。
Then there must be a certain condition.
看你祷告的基础立足点是哪里。
So we must test where is the foundation of the reasons you pray.
如果我们的祷告的立足点是不对的。
If the reason why you pray are incorrect,
那你祷告很多也没有用。
Then no matter, it doesn't matter how much you pray.
我们看雅各书第4章第1节。
Listen to James chapter 4, verse 1.
雅各书四章的第一节
James chapter 4 verse 1
四章的第一节
Chapter 4 verse 1
一二三
1, 2, 3
你们中间的争战恶斗 是从哪里来的呢 不是从你们白体中战斗这事一来的吗 第二节
Verse 2
你们贪恋还是得不着 你们杀害嫉妒又偶斗争战也是不能得 你们得不着是因为你们不求啊 第三节
Verse 3
你们求也得不着，因为你们忘记，又流费在你们的宴乐中。这里就告诉我们，你如果你这样祷告的话，你祷告也没有用。
Here it tells us if you pray this way, then it is useless.
祷告越多越不好。
In fact, the more you pray, the more harm it does.
这种人叫做凭着血气祷告。
So these people pray according to their desires.
或者是求的动机是错的。
Or the motives are incorrect.
或者是求的东西是错的。
Or perhaps the thing they ask for are incorrect.
这种凭着血气的祷告是什么祷告呢?
So this type of prayer that's praying according to the flesh.
因为私欲, 你要达成你的私欲, 所以你要的祷告。
Because they want to fulfill all of the pleasures, that's why they pray.
你很喜欢这个东西。
You like this thing.
这个东西其实不是神要给你。
I'm just saying God actually God doesn't want to give it to you.
很清楚啊，不合乎神的道理的。
It's clearly against the way of God.
但是你很想要。
But you really wanted it.
你也都拼命为神为向神祷告。
And you pray fervently to God for it.
打个比喻，你很喜很想发达。
For example, you want to get rich.
什么叫发达？就是很快的得到很多钱，不需要很努力的工作啊。
What does it mean to get rich? It means to have a lot of money, so you don't need to work.
我怎么样发达呢？
Then how do I get rich?
我都买六四九。So、我拼命祷告说让我中让我中让我中
So you buy some kind of lottery and say God let me hit it let me hit it
主啊给我号码给我号码
Lord please give me the correct numbers
早期有一些信徒来晚上看看传道今天唱什么诗
There are some members who come early to see oh what hymns the pastor number of hymns pastor selects
还没有聚会就打电话给传道了今天唱哪几首诗
Before the service started they called the pastor oh tonight what hymns are you singing
哇传道以为信徒那么属灵啊到还没有来教会就要先准备唱哪首诗啊
The pastor may thought that the member has such a fervent heart that even before service, you ask for what hymn numbers.
他是从那个诗里面呢，看看今天买几号啊。
So from that hymn, he said, "What number should I choose today?"
他说很想得到那个东西，甚至说主啊，你给我的话，我中了，我不用工作，我中了，我大部分钱都给捐给教堂，教会就不会没钱撞冷气啊。
And some of the motivations come from Lord. Let me hit the lottery, then I will offer most of my money to church. I could take care of the AC issues.
这个就是血气的祷告啊。
This is a prayer of the flesh.
奉献是很好，但是你真的是为了奉献吗？还是你根本为了自己？
Offering, giving tithe is important, but are you offering for the sake of offering or for your own sake?
你看到外邦的一个女子，你很喜欢。
For another example, you see a girl outside that you like.
但是明明不是神的旨意，你去追外邦。
But it's not according to the will of God to marry Gentiles.
神啊，你给我，把那个字给我。
Then you ask God, please give her to me.
你这不是神的旨意，你求这个做什么
？It is not the will of God. Why do you ask for it?
所以这里说啊，对你的私欲，你有斗争啊，你自己跟自己斗争。
It seems like you fight against your flesh like a fight and war.
或者是呢，你心中啊，你很恨别人，杀害嫉妒。第二节。
Verse 2, you lust and you murder, you covet.
神啊，那个人对我那么不好啊！你肚子痛，你让他跌断脚。
And say, Lord, that person did not treat me well. Please give them a stomach or break their legs.
你帮我把他处理掉，我不想看到他。
Lord, please help me get rid of that person. I do not want to see them.
对你这样祷告合乎神心意吗
？Is this kind of prayer according to the word of God?
你祷告让人家得害吗？让人家跌倒吗？让人家受伤吗
？That when you pray, you actually want to bring harm onto other people.
还有第三节说
，and verse three，
妄求啊，求一些你不该求的东西，不该属于你的东西。
You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss。
让我赚多一点钱。
Lord, make me rich。
为什么
？Why？
我现在买不起名牌啊，赚到钱我就可以买很多名牌了。
I cannot afford these luxury brands, but after I have money, I will be able to。
我就可以秀一下，我多能干，我可以多厉害。
I can relax, I can show off of how capable I am。
如果你这样祷告的话。
If you pray in this manner,
你根本不是祷告神要你祷告的东西。
It is you're not praying as to what God wants you to pray in.
你这种邪气的祷告，到最后一定是祷告不下去。
Then in a prayer in flesh, it means that you can no longer pray.
祷告没用了，神不听我的。你看我祷告那么久，神都不给我。
Because prayer will be useless because no matter how long you pray, God will not give it to you.
神不要你求的东西，神是不会给你的。
If God doesn't want to give you anything.No matter how much you ask,
不合乎神旨意的，神是不会给你的。
If it's not according to the will of God, God will not give it to you.
如果你得到，也不是从神来的。
But even though you may have received it, it is not from God.
如果你得到更惨，因为不是神给你的，魔鬼也可以给你。
Because the Satan can also give you, so if you received it, then it's more harm than beneficial.
所以这个锦囊里面一个很重要的教训。
So in this treasury pouch, there's a very important teaching.
我们要怎么做
？What do we do?
我们不要。在血气自己的私欲上面来祷告。
Do not pray according to our own fleshly desires.
犹大书这边告诉我们，要在圣灵里面祷告。
The book of Jude tells us we must pray in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵里面在圣灵里。
It is pray in the Holy Spirit.
什么叫圣灵里面祷告
？What this means to pray in the Holy Spirit?
就跟在用肉体里面祷告相反了。
It is directly opposite of praying in the flesh.
在肉体里面祷告，就是你求你想要的，你的欲望想要求什么。
Praying the flesh, it is you are your flesh praying for what you want.
在圣灵里面的祷告的意思是什么
？So praying the Holy Spirit means
不是只是说灵言讲很大声啊，祷告震动很大，不是讲这个。
We're not talking about praying very loud and this movement in your prayer.
是求那个圣灵要你求的东西。
It is pray for the Holy Spirit to pray for you.
是要顺服圣灵的带领。
It is to submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们看罗马书的第八章。
Let's go to Romans chapter 8.
罗马的八章二十六节。
Romans 8 verse 26。
罗马书第八章二十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26。
一起读啊。况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎么样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。我们读嘛，也读二十七节哈。
Let's look at verse 27。
一二三。鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，是因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求啊。我们通常用这一节来解释说灵言的状况。
Oftentimes we use these two verses to explain the scenario of speaking in tongues.
啊，第二十六节就是我们软弱，有圣灵的帮助。
Verse 26, when we are in weakness, the Holy Spirit will help us.
我们不知道怎么祷告嘛，
Since we do not know how to pray,
那圣灵就用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit Himself make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
我们把它解释了，就是灵言说不出来的叹息啊，听不懂啊，都是圣灵在里面帮你祷告。
This is how we explain speaking in tongue because we do not know what we're saying, but the Holy Spirit is praying for us.
好了，那问题就是说。
But the problem is,
得到圣灵的人,
those who have received the Holy Spirit,
你有常常祷告吗?
Do you often pray?
你有常用灵言祷告吗?
Do you often pray in the Spirit?
那用灵言祷告如果很深入的时候,
that when you are, if you are praying and you are deep in prayer,
你会在灵里面, 你会很深的时候你就进到灵里面。
And when you pray for a very deep, you enter into the Spirit.
当你祷告不深入的时候,
when you're praying and it's not deep,
我们还是在肉体里面, 还是在我们的人意。里面祷告。
We're still praying in the flesh, praying in the human will.
什么叫仁义?
What is it? What is human will?
很多烦恼。
There's many troubling thoughts.
主啊，帮助我啊，我很烦啊。
Lord, please help me. Recently, I have been troubled.
主啊，怎么办啊?
Lord, what to do?
主啊，他这样欺负我，我很生气啊。
Lord, I'm quite upset. Someone is bothering me.
啊，主啊，你帮我伸冤啊，我太苦了。
Lord, please avenge for me. I am in suffering.
哎，都是主啊，主啊，你帮我，帮我，帮我啊。
Your prayer is filled with Lord, Lord, please help me.
有时候呢，你会发觉自己祷告很软弱，因为改变不了什么事。
Sometimes you feel like your prayer is very weak because you cannot change anything.
但是其实这一节二十六、二十七节里面讲的很深呢。
But verse 24, 26, 27 explains a very deep level of prayer.
圣灵是来是做什么呢？
So what is the purpose of Holy Spirit?
帮我们的软弱。
To help our weaknesses.
不是帮别人去改变哦。
Not to change other people.
不是去哎呀修理那个人或者教导那个人，是帮我。我很软弱，所以我需要圣灵。
It's not to fix this person, instruct that person. It's to help me because I am very weak.
啊，本来我们自己祷告的方向是可能不是很对的。
And perhaps we have this incorrect direction when we pray.
我们来看一个主耶稣的例子。
Let's look at an example Lord Jesus Christ gave.
我们看马太福音的二十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew verse 20, chapter 26.
马太的二十六章三十八节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 38.
马太二十六章三十八节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 38.
我们一起读。便对他们说，
then he said to them,
"我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。这里主耶稣在客西马利园的祷告。
Here is Jesus' prayer at the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣祷告的时候呢，他的心已经被一层悲伤、忧伤包住了。
And when Jesus prayed, his heart is engulfed with sorrow.
忧伤是一种情绪。
Sorrow, feeling sorrowful, it is an emotion.
我们的理性常常会被情绪包围住。
Sometimes our flesh are engulfed by our emotions.
我们要先承认啊，我们的情绪常常胜过我们的理性。
Sometimes we must admit that sometimes our emotions are supersedes our logical thinking.
为什么会有情绪？
How come we have emotions?
因为人有血肉之体。
Because men are made of flesh.
还有呢，我们被时间空间包围着，
and we are
限制着。
We are restricted by time and space.
那主耶稣这个时候，其实如果主耶稣他已经知道一切事情的发生，他不应该忧伤才对吗？
So since Lord Jesus Christ knows all the past, present, and future, then he shouldn't be sorrowful.
对不对？那如果知道过几天他就复活了，为什么好悲伤？
If he knows that in a couple of days he will be resurrected, why was he sorrowful?
但是他是人，他有肉身，那个时候。
Because at that time, Jesus was in the flesh.
所以有情绪把自己包围着。
So he was filled by his emotions.
所以他要知道使徒啊，门徒要离弃他。
And he also knows that his disciples will leave him.
还有呢，他所爱的这些百姓啊，这些人类啊，要弃绝他。
And he also knows that the people that he loved, they will reject him.
所以不单只是害怕，他有忧伤。
Not only was he afraid, he was also sorrowful.
伤心的程度到快要死的程度了。
Here described as sorrowful even to death.
哇，这个就是他的理性被情绪包围住了。
You can see that his rationale, he was engulfed by the strong emotions.
但是这个时候他，我记得啊，锦囊里面有一个很重要的东西要拿出来啊。
So this, at the moment, he realized in his treasury bag, there's some important phrase he needs to pull out.
这个每个人都要写，我们都要写啊。
And this is something all of us need to learn.
当你的情绪控制你的时候。
When you feel like you're overfilled by your emotions.
没有办法去理性的去想一件事或者做一件事的时候。
You cannot logically think about how to do certain things.
就赶紧在主耶稣面前，在圣灵里面祷告。
That in that moment, we must pray in the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit?
主耶稣说啊，你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。
Lord Jesus Christ, stay with me.
要达到圣灵里面祷告，首先一定要很警醒。
So be diligent and pray with me. So you must be diligent.
Watchful 啊，要很警醒，要醒过来，因为这是在打灵战呢。
So you must be watchful because you are fighting a spiritual warfare.
你的情绪是灵战的一部分。
Your emotion is only a part of the spiritual warfare.
如果你被你的愤怒、被你的忧愁、被你的失望占据内心了，你的灵战就输了。
If your emotions are giving in to your despair, to those anger and hopelessness, then you will give in. You lose this warfare.
比如说，你怎么样形容你现在的心情
？For example, how do you describe how you currently feel?
我很生气，我对某一个人、某一件事，我很失望。
I am very angry at certain people, or I'm disappointed at certain people.
我很不平。
I feel unfair. I want to give up. I'm furious. These are all of your emotions.
会把你弄死哦，把你几乎要死哦。
It will cause you to be as if you are dying.
但是这个时候，锦囊里面的宝贝拿出来。
And right now, you take out this phrase from the treasury bag.
39节
verse 39.
他就稍往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。”
He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
这是主耶稣祷告的内容，第一个部分。
This is the first part of the content of Jesus' prayer.
以他的肉体来说呢，他被情绪控制，他是不想要喝这个苦杯的。
Jesus was in the flesh, he was controlled by his emotion. He doesn't want to taste this bitter cup.
谁想做这种事情？谁想那么辛苦？
Who wants to be this painful?He wants to do this.
所以把这个杯离叫他离开我啊。
He wants to let this cup pass from him.
但是然而最重要的是后面这一句话。
The most important part is what followed.
不要照我的意思。
Nevertheless, not as I will.
只要照你的意思。
But as you will.
这个就是圣灵里面的祷告。
This is what it means to pray in the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们被主耶稣放在一个非常痛苦的情况里面。
Sometimes Jesus Christ put us in a very difficult situation.
可能孩子让你很烦恼。
Perhaps the children causing you great headaches.
可能你婚姻出了一些问题。
Perhaps there's some problems in your marriage.
或是你的同工教会做圣工，让你遇到很大的困扰。
Or perhaps the coworkers at church have caused you much sorrow.
或是你心中很多的挣扎，很多负面的情绪。
Perhaps you have conflicts and have negative emotions.
我们需要怎么在圣灵里面祷告呢
？Then how can we pray in the Holy Spirit?
圣灵啊，我是很软弱啊。
You must say, Holy Spirit, I am very weak.
但是你要让我知道我要改变什么。
So you must let me know what I can change.
你要帮助我，你又让我看到我的软弱。
Please help me to let me see my own weaknesses.
照你的旨意来带领我。
According to your will, please lead me.
不是把这个苦杯拿走。
It is not to take away this bitter cup.
我们常常都是祷告这个杯可以拿走就好。
We often pray, please take away this bitter cup.
这个孩子，你帮他改变就好了。
And Lord, please change this child.
啊，这个同工，我让他下次不要选负责人了，我不要跟他同工，有他就没有我了，我有他做我就不做了。
You may say to yourself, if this person is elected to be council member, then I will walk away.
哎，我太太不改变，我是不会理他的。
And if my wife does not change, then I will not talk to her.
这是你的意思，而不是圣灵的意思。
This is all what you think is not what the Holy Spirit thinks.
圣灵的意思是你很软弱。
The Holy Spirit thinks you are very weak.
你也看到吗？
Do you see it?
哎，如果在圣灵里面很深入祷告的时候，看到的都是自己的软弱。
That when you pray, you're deep in prayer, and all you seek is your own weaknesses.
那 这个时候圣灵的帮助就会进来了。
Then at this time the Holy Spirit will enter.
看回来罗马书八章二十七节。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8 verse 27.
罗马书八章二十七节。
Romans 8:27.
通常我们只是读二十六节，但是其实二十七节就更重要。
Often time we only read verse 26, but 27 is equally as important.
二十七，我们一起读啊。
27.
一二三，
见察人心的。Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is.
因为圣灵照着神的旨意。
For the saints according to the will of God.
原来神把圣灵赐给我们是说什么呢？
So what's the reason why God gave us Holy Spirit?
要来查的，要来鉴察的。
Which is to search the hearts.
好像一个人进来找东西哦。
As if a person coming in to look for something.
好来查啊，和查账员这样啊，好像来查你的账。
For example, an accountant will look at your accounts.
那个 auditor 这样。
Auditor.
有没有哪里是做的不对的，哪里漏的什么的？
They will say, "Oh, you have this is missing or that is missing."
没有在圣灵里面祷告，你都觉得自己很好。
If you don't pray in the Holy Spirit, you may feel that you are lacking any. You are not lacking anything.
都觉得别人亏欠你。
You will feel like all the people have
对不对？
wronged you.
全世界就是你对。
That in this entire world, you are right.
我的孩子不对，我的配偶不对，教会也不对。
My children, my spouse, the church are all wrong.
因为你还没有进到圣灵里面。
Because you have not entered into the Holy Spirit.
你祷告只是诉苦的，只是抱怨的，没有用的。
Because in your prayer, all you do is complaining. It will be useless. You will cry.
我很苦啊，我很苦啊。
You will cry to the Lord and say, "I am in deep sorrow."
那你就继续苦了。
Then you continue to be sorrowful.
直到你为祷告很进入很圣灵里面。
Not until your prayer has entered very deep.
这里说圣灵啊。鉴察你的心。
Here it says, Holy Spirit searches the heart.
照给你看啊，你看你自己，你有你想想那么好吗？你不是很骄傲？你自己很骄傲，你知道吗？
And he makes intercession and he reveals to you, for example, you are very pride.
哎呀，对呀，我很骄傲哎，跟神跟耶稣比起来，我真的没有谦卑啊。
Indeed, I am very prideful. And compared to Jesus Christ, I am not humble.
我还没有爱心，我很自私的。
I do not have enough love. I am quite selfish.
哎，圣灵鉴察，把那个软弱照出来了。
The Holy Spirit searches the heart and reveals your weaknesses.
有一次，有一个信徒在祷告的时候
，This once a member was praying.
主耶稣让他看异象
，Lord Jesus Christ showed him a vision.
看到他自己啊，隐藏里面所犯的罪
，and he showed him the hidden sins that he has committed.
他都忘记他有做过这些事了。
He even forgot that he has done these wrongs.
有一阵子之前呢
，Yes, a couple a while ago.
但是主耶稣让他在祷告里面看到自己的罪。
However, Jesus Christ in his when he prayed, Jesus revealed to him his sins.
还有主耶稣让他听到他自己讲过的话。
And Lord Jesus Christ allowed him to listen to the words he has spoken.
他就很羞愧，在祷告里面很羞愧。
And he was filled with regrets, guilt.
原来我那么亏欠了神啊。
I have fallen short of God's glory.
所以鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思。
The Holy Spirit searches the heart, knows the minds of the Spirit.
圣灵找到了，找到这个缺点了。
So Holy Spirit has found this weakness.
帮你告诉神。
And it tells you to God.
圣灵会帮我们祷告啊。
The Holy Spirit will pray for us.
神啊，这个人很软弱，你要帮助他。
The Holy Spirit will say to God, "This person is very weak. Please help him."
哎，这个时候你也知道，你也是跟这样跟神讲。
At this moment, you also know that you are praying to God.
因为你的祷告已经在圣灵里面了。
Because you are already praying in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要的祷告也是你的祷告。
This is the way that the Holy Spirit wants you to pray in.
哇，你这样子很有力量，你任何环境都能够得胜。
That you are filled with strength, that any circumstances you will overcome.
好，我们看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书的第六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
六章十八节，我们一起读。
6 verse 18.
一二三。
Praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit,
being watchful
to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
这就是我们要常常做的。
It's something we must always do.
保罗说，靠着圣灵，其实应该翻成在圣灵里面，不是只是靠着圣灵而已。
Paul says here is praying, relying on the Holy Spirit is actually praying in the Holy Spirit.
对不对 ？Yes, we are praying at all times in the Spirit. 就是在任何情况里面，你都要在灵里面祷告。
So it's prayer all time in the Spirit.
任何情况，你都在灵里面祷告。
In all circumstances, pray in the Spirit.
不是只是在肉体层面，这里人意邪气里面祷告。
Not just only on your human wills.
那里每个人都在灵里面祷告。
If everyone pray in the Spirit,
整个大家都在灵里面为教会祷告。
Everyone pray in the Spirit for the church,
就不会强调自己的意思啊。
Then you want to emphasize on your own individual wills.
夫妻一起祷告也是在灵里面，不是强调自己，是圣灵怎么带我们。
When a spouse pray together in the Spirit, it is not individual will, but how the Holy Spirit will guide them.
你一有拿到一有危险了，一有困难了，把这个锦囊拿出来，在灵里面祷告。
When you encounter danger, you take out this phrase from the treasury bag.
那一定所有的困难都能够度过的。
Then you will go through all the difficulties of life.
所以今天晚上我们讲了这个锦囊里面的两个宝贝。
So we have talked about two of the precious phrases from this treasury bag.
在至圣的真道上造就自己。
So building yourself up on the most holy faith.
第二个宝贝就是在灵里面，在圣灵里面祷告。
And second treasure, it is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
以后有机会我们再讲剩下的两个。
In the future, we'll talk about the three and four.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
442首。
422.